Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Be Inspired with Michelle G Show. I'm your host, Michelle G. For questions or comments, please call 1-929-477-2554. Again, that number is 1-929-477-2554. Tonight's show is one that was scheduled for last month, but because of uncontrolled circumstances and situations, it had to be canceled for last month. But I believe that everything happens for a reason. So with that being said, the show may have been scheduled for last month, but it was meant to happen tonight. My guest tonight is a woman of many talents, and she wears many hats. I have joining me tonight Zion. Zion is a West Philly-born and raised woman of impact and purpose. Zion is a seasoned artist, poet, youth motivational speaker, and TV personality who has been involved in inspiring people of different cultures for many years. Zion is known to be the voice of this generation. Her sincere care for others' well-being, socially, economically, spiritually, and educationally, have encouraged many to embrace their God-destiny in life. Through her music and poetic words of inspiration, she has impacted the minds of her national and international audience. She loves Jesus and has a heart to teach and reach communities and rebuild lives. Her first book, Motivation to My Generation, featuring grassroots, well-renowned industry clients she served, has reached top 10 in sales in the internet, and her freshman album Legacy sold 10,000 copies underground while captivating the hearts of many. Zion has captured the eyes of her audience using innovative TV shows, radio platforms, and is currently touring You Matter Tour, which is a life skill, educational, and prevention curriculum creates for middle, high school, and college students to mentally prepare them for life's choices. On the weekend, she is ministering music of the God is Good Tour while writing her next book. She has been awarded the Who's Who Award in 2010 for Community Leader. On Mondays, one Monday out of each month, Zion is hosted a Motivational Monday in Atlanta, Georgia, and also on Tuesdays, a College Cafe open mic to college students. The proceeds are divided to help towards feeding homeless in Atlanta and less fortunate youth. Zion, her new single, I Will Serve God With My Whole Life, couldn't come at a better time, as a now generation tells Christ yes and is popular. Her booking information, I'll go ahead and get that out of the way. She can tell you that a little bit later on. Her booking information for performances and interview requests is you can email her at legacymanagement07@gmail.com or Instagram at youthlife_coach_Lattimore. Just to talk a little bit about what the show is going to be about tonight before we bring Ms. Zion on, the now generation. A lot of times we in the older generation, we have a different way of looking at the kids of today because we grew up a certain way and we have our own thoughts about things, and I say the older generation, my generation and those who are older, I've heard it said many times before that they fear for our future because of what they see in the generation of now. And that bothers me, and it bothers me because I feel like when they say that, it's almost as if they lost hope. And, like, they have no hope for our youth of today. And I don't feel that they should give up hope. I feel that there is still hope. I think that a lot of times we are so used to the way we did things and things were handled with us when we were younger, not realizing that instead of us trying to always fix them, fix the generation of today, maybe we should try to figure out a way of learn how to communicate with them, learn how to communicate with them and a way to connect with them. The message is still the same. The message is always going to be the same. And that I don't feel the message change, but I do feel that the method has to change because it is a new generation, and they do, you know, you have to approach them in a different way. And because of that, I believe that, you know, the method and how you reach them has to change. That's with anything. With anything that you do, you have to adjust sometimes because what may have worked before may not work now. So you have to adjust to the situation. You have to adjust to the different circumstances. And the now generation, the generation that we have now is one that has access to so much more than what we had when we were younger. They have things that have been put before them way before we've ever had to, you know, had to experience those things and even witness those things. And they have a lot of other things that they have to deal with. And for some of them, some of the children in our generation, and I can only speak for those that I've come in contact with, because we're so used to when we were growing up, you had to go to church, you were made to go to church, you were made, you know, and it was, I wouldn't say, I guess I'll use forced on you for a lack of a better way to put it, a better way to phrase it, but it was almost, that's how we thought of it then. The generation now, they're not having that. You can't always force and push it on them. And I'm learning that from my own personal experience dealing with my teenage son. And that's how a kind of like a battle we have because he is this generation. And he looks at things a lot differently. Now, when he was smaller, I took him to church. He was in church all the time. I laid the foundation for him, and he was raised up in the way, so he knows. And now that he's gotten a little bit older, I can see him veering, not wanting to be in service as much. And, you know, but it doesn't take away the fact that he knows the word because it was instilled in him ever since he was little. So he does know the word, and, you know, and I know he does because every now and again he'll say something or he'll do something that will remind me that he still remembers what he was taught. But what I've had to do and what I'm learning to do is I can't approach him with it like I used to when he was younger or like I was taught when I was younger because it won't work with him. The more I push, the more he runs the opposite direction. And I believe that that's what it is with this generation. This generation, you can't push all that on them. The message is still the same, but we have to find a different method, a different way of approaching them. And I'm going to go ahead and talk because that's the one thing about being a radio co-host. You got to be able, I'm talking about being able to adjust and modify, and that's what I'm doing tonight. I'm adjusting and I'm modifying because the guest hasn't come on the air yet, but that's okay because with my gift to gab and having to deal with this generation, because I have one of the generation living in my house, I can speak on this a little bit. So I'm going to talk to you guys and say, you know, what I feel. And, you know, if you guys want to call in, want to have a question or comment, then that's wonderful. I'll answer what I can. And when the guest comes in, you guys, you know what? I'm going to giggle about this because technology is something. I, for some reason, and excuse the long pause, but for some reason, my mic shut off and I had to reconnect back into the show. So for that, I apologize. But you know what? I believe that everything happens for a reason. And I believe that everything happens for a reason because that's just how God lets things play out. So as I was saying before my mic and everything got cut, this is a show, when I was introducing the show, this is a show that I had scheduled for last month because of all kinds of different, because of uncontrollable circumstances and situations, the show ended up having to be, I had to cancel it, and I ended up doing a live show with just myself, and I talked for a few minutes about a lesson that I had learned. So the show was rescheduled for today. And like I said earlier, I believe that everything happens for a reason. And I believe that the show wasn't supposed to, it was scheduled last month, but wasn't supposed to take place till tonight. And then I get on the air, and my mic goes off, and I have to restart all over again. So, but, you know, I giggle about it because, you know what, whatever is meant to be is going to be. So, like I said, I was waiting on my guest, Zion, to call in, and so I can click on her mic, but she hasn't called in as of yet. I don't know if she will call in, but you know what? Everything happens for a reason, and I just trust that God wanted me to say whatever I had to say in this space that I have for right now, and I don't know how the rest of the show will flow, but we're just going to flow with it. Now, what we were talking about was the generation, the voice of a generation, motivation to this generation. And what I was speaking on was my son, because that's what I can speak on. I can only speak on those things that I can relate to and that I've had experience from, and maybe those things that I've researched. And what I was saying was for this generation, the approach that was used with us, being in the older generation, because I'm 45 years old, being of an older generation for those who are, you know, in their 40s and older, the way our parents, you know, we had to go to church. It didn't matter if you went out and you partied Saturday night and didn't get in, and, well, if you had the kind of parents like I had, you didn't come in past a certain hour anyway. But if you partied that Saturday night, it didn't matter if you were tired, you got up the next morning and you went to church. And, you know, you were taught, you were there, you were in church. This generation, not saying that they shouldn't be in church, but it's a generation that I believe, it's a generation that if you push and you push and you push, as a lot of us were, you know, were pushed, the more you push, the more they run the opposite way. What we can do is, like I said, what I did with my son, when he was younger, I took him to church. He was in church a lot. He has the foundation. And the Bible tells us to raise up a child in the way that they should go. And that's what I believe I've done for him, because even now he'll say something or he'll do something that gives me the comfort to know that he has the right foundation. So the voice of a generation, this generation is a technology generation. It's a generation that is reached through music. Music has always been a way to reach people because it strikes up emotions, it strikes up feelings, and people connect with music. So through music, it's a way to for people to, you know, to connect. So what I believe we have to do is not change the message, because living for God is not change the message, I'm sorry, not change the message, because living for God and living a saved life is the way to go. Living for God is the way. There's no other way. Is the way, living for God. But how we present that to this generation, the method of giving the message has to be changed. And it has to be changed because they don't hear us the way we used to hear the folks, the saints of the old. They don't hear us like that. And like I said, that's something that I'm learning. I'm learning because, you know, do I want my son in church every Sunday? Yes. But my reality is, he's not going to be in church every Sunday, not right now. And For me, when he goes, pray, and that he gets what he needs while he's there. And the only thing we can, you know, we can pray and cover our children and trust what we've put in them. Because one thing that I've learned is that I had to go through my process. They have to go through theirs. So as much as parents, as we want to, and not just parents, but those who, you know, like guardians or those who are in authority or, you know, want the youth and to come in and be, you know, be active as much as we want them to, we have to understand that just like we went through our process when we were younger, we rebelled against some things. We went, you know, to the left when we knew to go to the right, you know, all these different things. Just like we did, they do it, they're going to do it too. Doesn't mean that we have to like it, because I surely don't like it. But it's a different generation. It's a different generation. And as much as I want to shield and protect my son from some of the things that he's going to experience, I can't do that. And I can't do that because he has to go through his process. If I take him out or go and fix every time he's going through something in his process, he'll never learn what God is trying to process him through to learn. So I'm learning, as hard as it is, to step back. And when I approach him with a different method. Because the method I used when he was 1, 5, and 10 doesn't work now that he's almost 16. And that's the thing with this generation. Like I said, this generation is a technology generation. This generation is a visual generation. And, you know, and a lot of times we don't think that they see or they hear, but they do. So we have to be careful, even in our doing and what we're saying, we have to be careful to be consistent with them. Because this generation, your word is your word. And if you tell them you're going to do something, they're looking for you to do exactly that. Because of the things that they've had to face in their lives at such a young age. And if we'll admit it, as young people, we face different things. But the generation that we have now has faced so many things that we couldn't even think about having to face. You know, not saying that none of these things never happened, but it wasn't as heard of and as open as it was. The peer pressure is extremely, like, to a high level. Bullying, the drugs, the access to different things on the internet, all these things that they have ready at their disposal. And for them, they want hope. They want a way. A lot of them want a way out. A lot of them want that to hold on to, but they're watching and they're listening. And all it takes is for one time for them to put their trust in us as leaders, as people who have influence, put their trust in us, and we say we're going to do something, and we don't do it, it's going to be a battle and a struggle to get them back. Because this generation is, you got to mean what you say and say what you mean. If you say you're going to do it, you have to do it. Because remember, they're visual. If you say you're going, they want to see your words put in action. And we know that life happens because, you know, sometimes we'll make plans to do some things. We'll make plans that certain things are going to, you know, going to take place, you know, and then things happen. Life, things come up, schedules change, but be honest with them. They want honesty. They want honesty. Say, well, okay, you know what, I know we plan to do this here. This came up. I'm not able to do it here, but let's sit down. Let them be involved. Let them be involved. Let them see that they're involved in their process. That they're involved in their process. So, you know, sit them down and say, okay, you know what, when would be a good, how can we reschedule this? How can we work this out? I apologize that it didn't work this time because this did come up, but I wanted to let you know that I haven't forgot and I really want to work it out. So how can we work it out? Show them that you're dependable. Show them that you're accountable so that they'll know, okay, I can depend on them. Because in our society that we have now for this generation, there's not much that they see in our government in different areas that they can depend on. There's not a lot of people who we're all human. We all make mistakes, but sometimes we, you know, we do things and we, you know, I'm trying to find the right, make sure that I word it the right way, because not trying to be politically correct, because I'm, you know, everybody who listens to this show knows that this is just a straightforward platform because I'm a straightforward person. But, you know, a lot of times we put up this image for them and they're going through so much. They're little imperfect beings. But a lot of times as people in leadership positions and in leader, you know, and in authority positions, you know, over them, we don't let them see that we're imperfected beings as well. So I believe that for this generation, that's what it takes. You have to show them. Show them. And I know for me, sometimes I get, you know, I was getting frustrated with my son because I'm like, okay, I lived the life before you. You know what life I live because you're in the house with me, and it seems like you want to go the other direction. But what I had to realize was because of who the positions I hold, the roles that the hats that I wear, and responsibilities that I have, he has been in church all his life since he was 11 months old. When the doors was open, if there was a program going on, even if it was a school night and he had to sleep on the back pew, he was there. And not saying that there's anything wrong with that, because I want to make that perfectly clear. There's nothing wrong with that. That's how he got his foundation, because he was in there. And he was taught and he learned. But I can now see by looking from stepping back and looking from his point of view, I can see why he's pushed away or why he is a little standoffish. And it's not because he doesn't love God. And for a while I was hurt because I was like, it's like he knows what God has done for us and, you know, how he's made ways and, you know, and all this other stuff. And he seems like he doesn't want any part of God and, you know, but it's not because he doesn't love God. That was what I was feeling. And I had to remember, this isn't about me. I had my process, and I had to remember when God was pulling me and pulling me from one position I was holding at the door, as a watchman at the door, as an usher, and he was calling me into ministry. I fought it because I didn't, and I ran the opposite direction because I was scared. I didn't, you know, I was like, oh, I don't want this, you know. So I forgot that I went through my process. I'm still going through some processes. So he has his own process as well. And I had to remember that. And I had to take myself out of the equation. He's not doing it to hurt me. He's not doing it to offend me or some great plot to get back at his mother. It's not that. It's not about me. He's finding his way and going through his process. And I have to believe and trust in what was put in him and what he's seen and what I know that he's learned. And the fact I mean, the enemy is busy tonight, so I must be on the right topic. And I'm going to say this before my mic gets messed up again. For those who have not been blessed in this generation to have that foundation, where they were raised up in the church, where they were taught. Every child that's out there that has chose to go down a not-so-good path didn't choose that because that's what they wanted. They felt like they didn't have an option. So instead of us trying to, like I said earlier, instead of us trying to fix them, let's try to understand them. Understand what their background may have been. Understand that, you know, they've been broken. They've been hurt. They've been abused. They've gone through being mistreated, misused, stepped over, stepped on. Some of the same things that we have had to deal with as adults, they've had to deal with at their young age. And they've had to deal with it without a foundation of Christ. So to be a voice for this generation and to motivate this generation, we can't beat them across the head with the word. Find a way that they communicate, a way that they, and you may not have to preach to them at all, but when you see them, give them a smile. Give them a kind word. How you doing, sweetie? Talk to them. Don't always point out what they're doing wrong, because whether you know it or not, they're watching. They're watching. Give them something that they can see, that they can grab hold to. So when the door opens for you to speak to them, because they've seen your kindness, they've seen you, and they've seen you, they've seen your words in action. So when that door opens for you to minister to them, they're more apt to receive it. That's my belief for this generation. And if you have to use technology, then we can use technology because it's openly available to them. So this is where I don't think that there's anything wrong with, like, putting your sermons on Facebook Live. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Some people say that it is wrong to promote ministry like that. I don't believe so, because that may be a way to catch that younger person or catch someone of this generation, because technology is what is used today. So if that's it, or if it's through poetry, you can speak the gospel through poetry. So if you're a spoken word person and you got a young person there, you can speak the word through spoken word, poetry, rap. And if you know me, you know that I love rap, have always loved rap, still do. I still love it. If that's what they listen to, there's gospel rap out there. It's not for everybody. It's not for everybody, but it'll reach somebody. Or even if it's R&B, whatever, you know, there's different genres of music that can reach this generation. Whatever method reaches them, it's my opinion that method should be used. It's okay to use that method. It's not going to hurt anything. But what I don't think we should do is to continue to beat them across the back or beat them, because the more we shove, the more we push, the more they're going to run the other direction. That's not what we need for this generation. Do you have to dress a certain way and try to dress like the younger generation to relate to the younger generation? No. I don't believe you have to go to that extent. Now, if that's your thing and you can pull it off, then okay. I don't believe you have to do that. I just believe you can stand in your authentic self, stand in your authentic truth, and do those things that we know would reach them. Be honest. Be accountable. Be dependable. Because for some of this youth in this generation, they have never had that. They've never had anyone to be that they can depend on. They've never had anyone that is accountable, even in their home life. And it's sad to say. And then there are some who was raised up the church, and they know the way, and they're going the other direction. Why? Because, again, they're part of this generation. And the way to reach them is not the way we were reached when we were younger. We have to, and I say it all the time in my regular 9-to-5 job, we have to learn to modify and adjust. The outcome, we want it to still be the same. We want them to be saved. We want them to come to Christ. But we have to present Christ in a way that they understand, in a way that they will receive, not taking anything from the word. Remember, I said the message doesn't change. The method has to, because we have a generation that is, you know, that can be reached. I don't believe that there's no hope for our future. I don't believe that. There's a lot of hope for our future. Because we have a lot of, you know, smart, educated children and young adults. They just need to be approached the right way. Give them something that they can see. Give them something that's visible to them, so they can see that your words match your actions. That's what they need. That's what they want. And as much as they try to be tough and they don't want, you know, you don't think they want a helping hand, you don't think they want guidance, they're screaming for it. They're screaming on the inside. They want somebody to guide them because they don't want to be out here doing some of the things that they're doing. They don't want to be lost. They don't want to be going this direction. So that's why we have to use the voices that we have been given, the voice of a generation. It can be the now generation. It can be the older generation. As long as we use the right method to motivate this generation, I believe that they can be reached. And there is hope. There's always hope. We have to learn to love them past the things that they're doing or we see them doing, because someone loved us past it. Someone loved us enough to continue to pray for us, to continue to push us, to continue to drag us to church. Love them enough to stop, like I said, stop trying to fix them. Love them and learn how to communicate with them. And give them something to hold on to. Give them something that they can grasp onto. That's what they need. That's what they want. And it'll be a benefit to them and to us. But remember, this generation, they, even though they don't say it, they see and they hear more than they say. So we have to be careful that what we're saying is the truth, that what we're saying, that we're living it as well. And what we're presenting to them is what they should be seeing. They're always watching. They're always watching. And sometimes, because they've run into people who have said one thing and was doing something else, they'd rather Google a situation or Google an answer to something than to take advice from that person. And what that person may be telling them may be the truth, but because what they did before or what they said before, they didn't hold on to it. They said one thing but did something else, or they promised something and didn't hold on to their promise. Like I remember I said it earlier, it's not that the mic is getting cut off, it's just the connections, something's going on with the connections. But before that happened the first time, I was saying, if you say you're going to do something, you have to do it, because they hold on to that. And all it takes is one time to lose their trust. And when you've lost this generation's trust, you're going to have to fight tooth and nail to get it back. So I have been on the air, off and on, for a little over a half an hour. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and close this show out because I believe that what I said tonight was what was meant to be said. And as much as the enemy messed up the connection or tried to mess up the connection, what was in my heart to say still came across. I do apologize because the guest was supposed to be on here, but I don't know. Maybe she had a problem connecting as well. You never know. So I'm going to chalk it up to maybe there was a problem with her being able to connect as well, and that may be why we weren't able to. She was not able to get on and connect tonight. I don't know if we'll try to have her back on, because I believe that, like I said, everything happens for a reason. Everything happens for a reason. And if it's meant to happen, it'll work itself out. It may have to be at a much later date. You never know what happened, what went on and what's going on. But I do thank you all for tuning in. I thank you all for staying on the line. I thank you all for just being devoted, be inspired with Michelle G. Listeners. And for me, tonight was a great experience because, like I said, and I have to giggle about it because you never know what's going to happen. So you have, I'm talking about us having to adjust for the younger and the younger generation and this generation, and I had to adjust tonight on my show. So you should also always be ready. And I thank God that he gave me the gift of gab that I have, because I can talk on any subject for as long as I want to talk, actually. So it just happened to work out tonight. And there's so much more that I could say, about this generation. But like I said, because I've had an issue tonight already with the connections, I don't want to have to be, have the connection cut again. But again, the guest tonight was supposed to be Zion, and you guys check her out. I'll still advertise her stuff. She has a new single out, I Will Serve God With My Whole Life, and she also has a single, God Is Good, and you can go on Amazon and you can purchase those. You can email her for booking and performances and for interviews. You can email her at legacymanagement07@gmail.com. And you can find her on Instagram, youthlife_coach_Lattimore. So that was Zion. She was supposed to be on tonight, but everything happens for a reason. So with that being said, I'm going to try to, because I got a little sample of her song, and I'm going to try to see if I can play this for you all. Never ever lose your faith. Warrior, keep running this race. One time they can't stop you. Two times fall on the Father. Three times Holy Spirit. Speaking to me, I see clearly. I'm so thankful. I'm so grateful. That's just a little sample of her song. That's a sample of God Is Good. And I hope that you all were able to hear that. And I still promote, because what she's doing is positive. It's positive. She's reaching out to the youth. And she does a lot of positive things in Atlanta. So you guys look her up. And if you, want to, you can find that song that was just playing. That was a sample of God Is Good. And her other song, you can find that on Amazon. I'm going to go ahead and sign off for tonight, because Like I said, it was meant to be a longer show, but, you know, things happen. I thank you all for staying on as long as you did, and I do, again, apologize for the two disconnects in the show tonight. It was technology. We're living in a technological world, and sometimes technology don't want to, you know, cooperate with you. And for some reason, technology didn't want to cooperate with me tonight, but it's all good. We learn how to flow. However it flows, we flow, and I modify it and adjust. So I thank you all for joining me tonight. Join me again to next week at 6:30 for another episode of the Be Inspired with Michelle G Show. I love you all. Thank you, thank you, thank you for your continued support, and I will talk with you all next week. And as I always say, good night and be blessed.